I'm Nina van Tolberg for BizNews, and I have Sable International's Megan Copley in the BizNews studio with us. Sable International is, of course, the specialists in internationalizing clients and investors. And we are going to talk today about offshore property investments and benefits. Hi, Megan. Hello and welcome.
Oh, Linda, thank you. Thanks for having me. Good to be with BizNews today.
Why is it still a good idea for South Africans to invest in offshore property?
Oh, Linda, good question. I actually think a lot of people are realizing for themselves that it's a good idea. But I want to talk to people today a little bit about what that looks like. It's kind of a daunting concept, I think. A lot of investors that I speak to on a daily basis actually own property in South Africa. It's what they like to invest in. It's, you know, in their blood, they're property people. And they come to speak to us about why and what the pull factor is in the UK. I think a major reason at the moment is not so much the pull factor, but it's the push factor in South Africa that we're seeing, that people feel the need to have an option to have a hedging strategy between their portfolios in South Africa and the same asset class property, but underwritten in a different currency, pound, euro, dollar.
You mentioned the UK. So is that the market investors should still look at, and are the others?
Yeah, so we actually work across the UK, the US, Europe, and Mauritius. I think the UK is probably where we see the most demand for many reasons. South Africans historically have a big draw towards the UK. We have obviously a massive diaspora in the UK, so people feel safe going across, or the thought of going across to live and work there. It's English speaking, which is a very important consideration when buying property overseas and having contracts to consider and ongoing property management, even if that is done by an outsourced business. So yeah, I think the UK is a really good place to consider. The pound has always been a strong currency on the world stage, you know, versus the euro, versus the dollar. And property itself in the UK is, I would say, probably one of your most mature markets, your stable market, a secure market, somewhere that you can, you know, rely on the asset. You could rely on finding a good tenant. And there's fantastic property management services available. You know, if someone is to work with Sable International, we would take them from the beginning to the end. The beginning being opening a bank account offshore, you know, to transact for that property, up until the management and ongoing management of the property and through the lifespan.
Well, you mentioned bank accounts. How would the current fragility of banks influence your decision? Would people be a bit scared to perhaps get a loan, you know, thinking, oh, goodness, what's going to happen to the bank where I get this loan from?
No, exactly. Look, the UK, with its maturity, we would set up a bank account for someone with a certain provider, a big name in the UK, and we would find them lending if one is seeking, and not many people know this, but property mortgages or bonds are readily available in the UK, you know, should you qualify. And those are generally available from private lenders. So that lending space is also mature. You've got about 87 different lenders in the UK that do loans against a property that is for investment purposes, is to be rented out. And I think from a buyer's perspective, you know, that's twofold. That's institutional money. It's private lending, you know, backed by, could be pension funds, could be private equity funds that lend this money. And they also, you know, put their trust into the UK property market that you will find a good tenant that pays their rent. So you're sort of in it with them until such a time as obviously you pay your bond off, which is the ultimate. So I think from that point of view, it actually is a benefit to the purchaser.
But interest rates in the UK in particular have risen, and it's like sky high inflation. I mean, it's something like 10.4%, despite the fact that they say it's going to go down. Does that in any way affect a decision to invest offshore in UK property?
So I think if you're looking to invest into anything at the moment, you'd consider inflation and interest rates. And I think just before I joined the call, the interest rate in the UK went up by a quarter base points. And, you know, what that means is, at the moment, for your banks, yes, the base rate is higher. We, when it comes to securing mortgages, and I don't want to go into too much detail because it's actually best that I speak to people one-on-one, but when looking at mortgages, we often do look at private lenders, and those lending rates are relatively good at the moment. You're looking at about, recently I've seen around 5.5% for foreign investors. Now, inflation drives rate up. So rates are between 20 and 30% higher than a year from today, a year ago. So your rate on your property and your yield at the moment can far exceed that interest rate. So inflation has been good for us, and the maturity of the lending market has kept interest rates relatively low, as these are businesses fighting for business. And so the investment case in property in the UK still makes sense to an investor. You can still come out at the end of the month neutral or cash flow positive, but it shouldn't cost you, provided you buy the correct property with the right advice.
And what does the property market look like currently in the UK in terms of buying? Because it seems that prices are coming down at the moment. Is that in all areas, or are you looking at areas where it's pretty stable?
So I think we've seen a little bit of muted market growth in the UK recently. That's not a bad thing. The property market in the UK has, you know, with a lack of supply, has always been a very competitive market for purchases. It's a market where you've had to make quick decisions, often land up in bidding wars for properties. And, you know, it creates a level of desperation in the purchaser. I think now the ability to take your time to do it, to get the right advice from taking your money out of the country, structuring the purchase, understanding your tax obligations in country and from South Africa, of course, and what property you purchase and where, gives you a chance to do the research without, you know, having this pressure to purchase. We will take buyers through this as quickly or in their time frame, or investors. But I think the muted growth means that, look, it's affordable. Property is still being built. Developers are still able to build in a market where it is high inflation, still secure good sites. You know, we're not talking about buying any property in the UK. We're talking about buying premium rental property. And that is not necessarily premium in price, but premium in condition, premium in quality of build. And the lifespan of the property for the 10 years that you have a developer warranty needs to stack up for the investor. And they need to have lowest possible maintenance bills on the property as well. So, you know, I think from that point of view, in the UK, let's look at all of the factors and understand what property prices look like. If you're looking to sell in the UK now, you'd probably sell and buy in the same market. But if you didn't need to sell, you probably wouldn't sell at the moment. And if you're looking to buy, great time to buy. No competition.
So, and new properties is probably what you're thinking of more, because you talked about the fact that maintenance has to be low. And often when you buy one of these older properties, maintenance is really high. And the cost of people to do the maintenance in the UK is also a lot higher. I mean, South Africans are always shocked what a plumber costs, what a carpenter costs.
Yes, exactly. So we don't just focus on new build property. It does tend to be the majority of our demand from our investors. Saying that, we have older properties. We also offer, separate to our investment property service, we offer a buying service. So a lot of South Africans actually, you know, choosing to move over to the UK or looking to move over in the future, are looking to buy a property for themselves that they could possibly rent out in the short term and live in the long term. So we have a very specific buying service, and that is often older properties, older Victorian properties. And what we do is we vet, we look at the property on their behalf, we manage the transaction. You know, there's a lot to that service, but we manage that transaction on their behalf and try to mitigate the risks around a South African going over and buying a property in a market where it is so different to buy property than South Africa. You know, one fundamental difference is in the first 6 to 8 weeks of the transaction, neither the seller or the buyer is committed to one another. So either party could withdraw from the sale with no penalty, and the other party would lose significant funds in legal fees or survey fees, and so on and so forth. So we are there to, you know, mitigate that risk as a service. So yes, we work in all types of property in the UK. It just really depends on the investor's profile, on what they're looking to achieve. And we work towards that. We're not so much an intermediary who just promotes different properties for purchase. We're very much an advisory service for our clients.
One thing South Africans sometimes get surprised by, there are concepts in the UK that we don't understand. In South Africa, we've got food stewards. And then once you made the offer and it's been accepted, that's it. Here, there's things called gazumping, which means that you make an offer and then the estate agent just goes and takes a higher offer. Or gazundering, which won't happen in the present market, but in some markets, is where you make an offer and then you just make the offer lower later. And it's difficult for South Africans to negotiate around that, or was that where you guys come in?
Exactly right. So we try to field out the seller to see what his motivations are for selling. Is he a real seller? What are his plans? Where's he going? Is he under offer? How long is the chain? These will give us, with our experience, a very good idea of how stable that transaction is, or if we should possibly steer our client towards another property. Because, you know, going down that road, it's an emotional process. We understand that. It's an expensive process. And in the UK, because the properties are so old, footstoots doesn't apply.
No.
We do all of that work before one gets to exchange of contracts. You'll have a survey on your property. You'll know if there's any immediate requirement for works, cost. If there is this something we could negotiate with the seller? What does that look like? We can get out the right professionals to provide quotes. We'll know what's being said in that survey, whereas somebody who's, you know, looking to buy property for the first time in the UK may find that information overwhelming, as it's just so different to South Africa.
So Megan, to end off, can you tell us what are the things people should consider if they want to invest in offshore property?
Yeah, thanks. Absolutely. And I think I'd like to give people an idea, a little breakdown of what it looks like. I think it's a really good idea to be looking at this sooner rather than later. We're looking at a year of inflation in the UK. They just announced 9.5%. That might mean they need to lift the interest rates a little bit. The pound at the moment, if one can buy the pound for 21 Rand 50, they should be buying pounds. We can assist in securing a bank account where they can move it. And we see through our out of South Africa foreign exchange department, last year we moved about 12 billion Rand. And that's private individuals, private investors offshore. So that should give you an idea of a trend. So if people are looking to do this, they are looking to hedge their portfolio, their risk in South Africa, off to the UK or to Europe or to the US, please do speak to us about what our property offerings are there. But, you know, start by doing that. Start by getting your tax clearance. Start by getting ready to move your money overseas. Have your bank account. You can have a euro, dollar, pound account. We can assist with that. And then come to me, I'll work with you directly on what type of properties we can assist you with that will suit you. We'll look at any tax obligations, any structures required in country and out to support you and your objections and your setup and your family. You know, this is a generational asset, something that can assist your children. You might be looking to send your kids overseas to study. You know, Sable can assist you with this, and this could be a great landing pad. You know, when that time comes and those costs come for studying abroad or for living overseas and monthly costs for your children, that's what these property assets can help you with. You know, that forward planning for your family where you don't land up trying to live abroad on rent. You can support yourselves in a euro-based income, a pound-based income, and a dollar-based income, you know, as you choose. And even after that, I think it's really important that clients know that we're here after they purchase a property, and we would work with them to ensure that the management is correct, that every year they're making the most of their rental income from a short let or a long let, and whatever the property is, we're there to support. We've got our finger on the pulse in all of our markets, and we advise our clients accordingly. We portfolio manage and their properties moving forward as well if they want us to help them. We can. So, you know, let's break the process down. It doesn't have to be too daunting and too difficult. And we have all the professionals under our roof at Sabre International. That's what sets us apart from our competitors. And, you know, we share light and water here, so we're not looking to charge an arm and a leg. You know, we really do support our clients, so we do that, and, you know, at an affordable rate as well.
Thank you, Megan Copley from Sabre International.
Thank you very much, Linda. I appreciate it.